Equity was a top concern during a discussion that focused on the impact of COVID-19 in Harrisonburg.
Been, I think, a regular debate about, you know, we need to give hazardous duty pay to those frontline workers. We also know that COVID has not fallen evenly across the whole community.
As the senator addressed city council members, public health workers, and educators, he gave updates on various projects he's working on to ease those inequities. Those include efforts to help Black and other minority-owned businesses stay afloat during the pandemic, expanding broadband, and ensuring access to a vaccine when it is made public. With the school year fast approaching, that's a major concern for Michael Richards, superintendent of Harrisonburg Public Schools.
One of my biggest fears, and this is something that we talk about, is vaccination in terms of not just the vaccinations they need to start school, but in terms of equitable distribution of vaccinations when they're available for the disease, you know? So I don't trust what's going on in Washington right now in terms of looking at where those vaccinations are going to be needed most.
Vice Mayor Sal Romero advocated for undocumented families in the city who missed out on the first round of stimulus payments in the CARES Act.
A lot of our families obviously are frontline workers. They are essential. They have not stopped working. Which means that they have had to deal with over extra expenses because their children have not been able to be in school. We have to make sure that when the next batch of money comes, that we consider every single person in our community, regardless of documented or undocumented status.
While the Senate is working to address those and other needs, Warner said the most immediate priority should be agreeing on a new coronavirus aid package.
I've been frustrated with the White House, but time to move past frustrations. People's lives are at stake. There are too many lives in Harrisonburg and in Rockingham County that you know, you guys deal with every day that are waiting for this needed additional assistance.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.